Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Lies.
Overnight news.
Bad news for one of our major networks. Former finance editor who left Channel 10 probably 12 months ago says the network is on the brink of collapse.
Mm.
Now, something we've mentioned a couple of times is that with the advent of Netflix and Fox and all of these other cable TV networks or
streaming services
that free-to-air TV has taken a massive hit in recent times. But, Roo, you know, they were bought by a US company or backed by a company called Paramount.
Yep.
In the last 2 years, their shares have dipped from $97 to under $15.
Yeah, it's not a trajectory that you want.
So I reckon they are in big, big trouble. Mm. That would be sad.
They've been floating a bit close to the edge for a number of years now, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Didn't they raise money years ago as well?
Mm.
When you made that big statement, TV stuff forever, you were right.
Mm.
So, watch this space.
They were huge when I was a kid. It was Channel 10 for all my generation.
Was it?
Absolutely. You had The Simpsons, you had Neighbours, you had Everybody Loves Raymond, you had Seinfeld, you had the whole thing. George Danekian with the nightly news.
Right.
Bold and the Beautiful before that.
Oh, yeah.
You'd get home, you'd pull yourself a bowl of rice bubbles and you'd settle in.
Sandra
Sully.
Yeah, Sandra Sully was on that. Rove. The OC. Oh, goodness me.
All downhill since then, Loz.
Yep.
All downhill since then. The racism scandal investigation in the AFL has come to a close for now. Here's Gil McLachlan talking about what could still happen with the Hawks.
Well, that'll be a decision for the general counsel and or the commission. But obviously there's a broad range of rules, whether it be conduct unbecoming or bring the game into disrepute or whatever it is. I'm not preempting it, but I'm certainly not ruling that out.
So Alastair Clarkson and Chris Fagan are in the clear.
At the moment, yep. They are from the families.
But Hawthorn aren't.
They could get further sanctions from the AFL, but the investigation has cleared the coaches and the players.
The individuals.
Indigenous players have said that's okay to let them go. So it's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. The leak of the information there didn't help anything. But anyway, that's going to continue to go. They reckon it's going to go to the Human Rights Commission. Whatever that is.
All right, so this could drag on for a long time.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Sitting down to we have been talking about this for bloody a month or 2 months.
And well, I remember last week we did some numbers. I think it was like 60-odd% of German men sit down to wee. There were 30% of UK men, 30% of Australian men all sit down to wee.
Yeah, well, a urologist has said that it is better if you sit down to do it.
Pardon?
Yes, that's what a urologist has said.
So why does everyone stand up?
Because it's convenient and you can do it quicker and, toilets at events are designed that way.
Yeah, less drips all over the floor.
Can I ask, this might be too graphic.
That's why you get the drips, they're saying, I think.
Because
you don't, you're not, your core's not right and you're not, it's not the best way to get everything out.
Yeah.
They say if you sit down, you will get a, empty your bladder.
If you sit down... Sorry, I'm just
No, this is listening. Technical.
Yeah. If you sit down, do you have to push your package down into the bowl so that it doesn't,
if it was
pee out?
Depends how big it is.
If it was big and straight, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, but if it's just a normal...
It'll flop down.
Right, it just does it
Gravity
on its own.
Gravity does its work.
Okay. Yeah.
But I reckon you empty better.
Yep,
because when you're standing up, it's still left. There's a bit of residual still in there.
I'm going to consider doing that at night now. If you have that last one of the night, if you get an emptier bladder, that would make more sense.
Yeah.
Yep. I prefer sitting down
but
to pee.
Good questions, Loz.
And just quickly, a man in Canada has broken into a bakery, which, that's a sad story, but it was weird. He went in there, he broke in the window, and then he took a few selfies with their phone, the company phone.
Oh, God.
Odd. And then he took like 3 cupcakes, a bottle of champagne, and then he started to clean.
Champagne in the bakery.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they had that. Maybe it was just
your
a personal
kind of bakery.
Stash.
Maybe they went best past either week before.
That's right. They needed to celebrate. And then he cleaned the whole bakery.
He cleaned up. Right.
So a robber who cleans up after himself.
Yeah,
I mean.
Good break into my joint anytime.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Lies.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Great news for the Crows. Rory Laird is free to play against the Gold Coast this weekend after successfully appealing his suspension for a dangerous tackle. But it's fair to say there's a lot of confusion.
Well, the Rory Laird one, I think he made a genuine attempt to soften. You know, when he's already in the tackle, committed to the tackle. Now, remember these players are trying to stand up in the tackle, so they're hard to get down. He absolutely softened there.
The reality is, you know, we have to bend over backwards to protect players' heads.
0-16, the clubs were trying to appeal dangerous tackle bans going into last night, and then 2 out of 3 got overturned. So great news for Rory Laird. And it's the right result, not because he plays for the Crows, because it's impossible what we're asking them to do.
That was Jonathan Brown there on Fox. Over at Port Adelaide, selection headaches. They're good ones, though. So many good players available to come back in. Here's assistant coach Chad Corn.
Yeah, well, selection pressure is always great, especially when your team's playing well. You know, for example, with the forward line this week, if Toddy and Charlie are right, it's going to be some really, really tough calls. But that's the sign of a great footy club.
Talking about Todd Marshall, Charlie Dixon coming in this weekend. You've got Tommy Jonas, who will join us here in the studio after 7 o'clock. You've got Travis Boak.
Doesn't sound like Boak's going to play, I don't think.
Okay. Now, today, the AFL's mid-season draft rule. This is where a lot of SNFL players perhaps put their hand up to try and get an opportunity. Any news going around?
Well, I think Port are going to pick one player. Crows are not having a pick. And there'd be less SNFL players than in the past, I'm led to believe. There's a player out at North, Noah Casolini, that's been kicking a few goals. He might be a chance to get picked up.
All right. With the Hawthorn racism situation, Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and Jason Bird have all been cleared for the moment, Rube. But turns out, Gil McLaughlin says Hawthorn, the club, could face some sanctions.
I don't know what, whether they handled the investigation or how they oversaw the whole time. Yeah. I don't know. It's really quite confusing, but it's interesting, isn't it, that all those coaches and team manager are cleared.
Yeah.
So was there not enough evidence to get them? Was the claims false? How the hell did all this start? If they couldn't find them guilty, were they not prepared to speak about it? I don't know what it is, but it's been a mess.
All right, SOO tonight, State of Origin.
State of Origin.
Back at Adelaide Oval. To it. Now, I can tell you about 48,000 tickets have been sold, which is great, but let's fill the place. Perfect night, no rain apparently, 20 degrees it will be when they kick off at 7:35. Former Blues enforcer Aaron Woods believes there will be fireworks.
After that melee does happen, because it's going to happen, it's Origin. There's no doubt it's going to happen. We've got Tevita Pengai Jr. in the side for that sake to happen. It's whoever goes after that and wants to play rugby league and play it properly, what you've planned all week.
Well, let's look forward to it down at Adelaide Oval tonight.